speaking of beautiful days, yesterday was just pristine. It was absolutely gorgeous. And it was a perfect day for us to go to the Cora golf outing with our good friend, Mr. Rob McElhenney from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yes.
And it was so much fun. We had such a great time. And I've got to throw some love to that guy because he's such a people person.
He is a people person. What the family has done and what he has done and the other people on the show to move this this charity forward. Because honestly, I was saying to Nick earlier this morning that, you know, in case you were talking about this, I had not been that familiar with what Cora does. And they're an essential a charity because, as it was described yesterday, they're taking things that aren't traditionally very sexy as far as helping people.
Right.
And the things that might otherwise fall through the cracks, there's Cora there to make sure those people get helped as well.
Agreed. I mean, you know the big ones that get, there are a lot of animal charities, there are a lot of cancer charities, or these big things that are that people need help with.
Yes.
But there are smaller things like speech impediments.
Yes.
Educational issues.
They presented a thing yesterday that you know, they're talking about this school that they've set up. We were talking about this earlier, Casey.
It's amazing. I can't believe it even exists.
High school kids who had been... Had an addiction problem.
Uh-huh.
They have a very high recidivism rate if they're put back into the school where they were using.
Yeah, this 19 days or something like that.
This school is designed to help them get over that hurdle. So they're getting their schooling and they're moving along. So these are innovative things that are being addressed. And so on that level alone, it was great. But just a whole bunch of great people, a whole bunch of, you know, the union step up and the plumbers and all the other guys are there. It's cool. It's a really good event.
Plumbers and I think the steam fitters union.
Yeah.
The other guys.
They've been there since the beginning.
That are really big. And I want to thank Casey and I played the outing with two guys that we hadn't met before. It was Matt and his brother Phil. Matt is the guy who sent me my Dockin' Beast from the East t-shirt that I got some free garlic knots the other day for wearing at the Mill restaurant. And I didn't know it. We were a couple of holes into it. And he's like, oh, by the way, I'm the one who got you the Dockin'. I'm like, no way!
The funniest thing is he is the most very nice guy, but quiet. Very conservative looking.
And quiet.
I sent that Dockin' shirt to really?
And he and his brother were good golfers.
Yeah.
We had a decent round at 500 par. Should have been 8. We missed 3 ridiculously simple putts, which we would have been in second place had we done that.
Oh, really?
But that's the would have.
What was the winning score?
9 under.
Okay.
We could have won it. We played well. We had a really great round. I got closest to the pin on the 11th hole, won a $100 Amazon gift card. Thank you very much.
So you would have been in second place?
Yeah. I know.
You know what the problem was?
What?
The green was in Rutledge.
For the love of God.
That'll be a recurring.
Yeah.
Yes, it will. So that's the award I saw you get up? I saw you across the room get up and go and get something.
Yeah.
Okay, very cool, man.
Yeah, closest to the bin. It was about 195 yards out, and I put it, it wasn't crazy close. It was like 12 feet from the hole, but it's a long par 3, so it stood.
A lot of people don't even hit the green on a 195 yard. No, it just... I mean, it's almost like the length of a drive.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
The one down moment for me was I didn't get dinner rolls because
you did mention
really
that.
It really bothered me because I was told that both stations were the same. And then I went over and nobody told me the dinner rolls were at the other station.
You should have done what I did, which is go to both.
That's what, of course, Nick sniffed them out.
I envy Nick's healthy appetite. Full plates of food coming back and not going to waste, mind you, eating them. And then I came back and he had a full ice cream thing with it was amazing.
Yeah, they had ice cream set up.
Bassett's ice cream.
They had a Bassett station set up, which was pretty cool.
So I met a guy named Dan Newman and his wife, and I apologize, Dan, because I forget your wife's name, but they came specifically because they're huge fans of Sunny and they're huge fans of MMR and the Preston and Steve show, and they've heard us talk about this event over the last few years, and so they didn't buy packages to do any of the golf or anything like that. They just wanted to come to the dinner to be able to meet us, and then we were hanging outside in the front of the Philmont Country Club at one point, and Rob McElhenney was there, and took the time to thank them and appreciated their donation to Cora, which is really cool. So thanks to Dan. Thank you to your wife for coming out and being there just because you wanted to meet us and wanted to meet Rob. And they just were the nicest people. So I was glad I got a chance to chat with them.
I have a question about the picture that you took with him, Nick. Did you ask him to flex?
I did not.
While taking that picture?
And it's so I put this up on my Instagram account, this picture of me and Rob. And I... There were a lot of comments, and we talked about it with Rob last week about his physique. I don't think he's flexing. I think he's just pointing.
He's just pointing at
and
you.
Those are the muscles that he has now underneath that shirt.
Wow.
Well, you know what? He is cut up. He is not. You wouldn't look at him and say that he's bulky. He's
not bulky.
Up. Not at all.
No, not at all.
He is just cut up. But as he, as you note, he was, you know, he's heading back to the libations, and that's when things will start to soften out. So if you're going to flex point now, now's the time to do it.
I think they've got another week of shooting, and then they're done, and then they get a nice long break, so he might go back to normal after that.
The whole conceit is hilarious. He has gone from this blob on the show now to this cut-up guy, but no one cares to see it.
Yeah.
So it'll be...
He's a guy that should take his shirt off, but nobody will let him. And I think he'll probably, I think in the show, he'll ask a bunch of times, should I take my shirt off? And he'll say,
no,
you're good. Yeah. And Steve, I captioned it thinking of you. I just captioned it Mac and Me because I know that's one of your favorite movies as well.
Yes, oh, nice. Absolutely.
Wow.
It is really a superior film to E.T.
Anne-Marie and Helene and the whole gang at Cora, we had a blast. And the that's a challenging golf course, man. Philmont, there's some that are like hitting down a hallway, Casey.
Yep.
I don't play
on both sides.
But it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
You know, to me,
nice course.
I would just walk around the course without, I'll hold a golf club if that's part of the deal, but it was just beautiful. But no humidity, gentle breeze.
Fantastic.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, and what was great is when you get in the cart and you start driving away, and Preston always reminds me to do this, is take your hat off, and then you get that, breeze going through your hair. Oh, it feels
so
good.
It's so nice. So thanks to everybody who came out and was a part of it. Maybe we'll have you on board next year. If you didn't, we had a lot of golfers, and the pace of play was pretty quick. We'd played in 5 hours flat for a golf outing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a decent amount of time.
And things change from year to year, but Rob has suggested, and we hope that this is the case, that they're going to film in Philly next year. So when they announce this, hopefully everybody from Sunny will be able to participate in the Cora for Kids in 2019.